sharing from my heart in Christ to your dear hearts a message I've entitled, What Hinders Salvation? After we come to know Jesus Christ as Lord, a longing in our heart is to see all our precious ones, all our dear relatives come to Christ. And thank God the Word does say in the book of Acts that we are saved in our whole household. I believe that every time someone turns their heart to God through Christ as Lord, confesses sincerely Jesus Christ as my Lord, God by the Holy Spirit begins to work upon every living relative. And over the years of studying God's Word, I have found some things that hinder salvation. And so I want to share that with you this day. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. It says, if our gospel, the good news about Jesus, is hid, it is hid to them that are lost, to whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. So there is such a thing as the blindness of heart and mind. So we can pray against that. When we have our services, revival healing services, our Sunday services, and radio and television ministry, we often take authority over these things that can hinder salvation. Would you like to know what they are? Well, we pray against the blindness of heart and mind, and we pray something like this. We take authority in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty. Stiff neck, stony heart, hardness of heart, stopped ears, blindness of heart and mind, the God of this world, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and bind them up and loose the people from all them. And then we loose into the dear folks a glorious light of the gospel of Christ. Because I have seen all those things I mentioned in the Word of God. And these are things that can hinder. But I praise God. Proverbs 20 verse 12 says that Christ the Lord gives the seeing eye and the hearing ear. So we pray that for the dear people. And it is by the glorious light of the gospel of Christ that people get saved. So pray for your loved ones. Pray that God will send in their paths people that love Jesus Christ, born again people, circumstances, to exhort and encourage them in a walk with God through Christ. And loosen to them the glorious light of the gospel, because that's what gets people saved. We are saved by the word of God. Folks, doesn't that say about the power of the word? Someone is on their way to hell, eternal separation from Holy Father, and they hear the good news, the great, wonderful gospel, that Jesus Christ died on their cross for their sins, and if they would just receive him as you and I Christians have, then they will become born of God in his forever family. Hallelujah. And then when they ask God to forgive them their sins, the holy blood of Jesus washes them whiter than snow, just as if they'd never sinned, justified through the blood of Jesus Christ. And then when they confess Jesus Christ is Lord, they're born of God. And that's what we want to happen to our loved ones. And if you would like to know this prayer that we pray for the unsaved when we have our services, you just contact my office and we'll be sure to get it to you. For God loves you, and the glorious light of the gospel of Christ shine brighter than ever in all our lives. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.